Hi.
Hey.
Oh.
Welcome, everybody,
off
to
guard.
Yet another one, once again, another Mega 64 podcast. We are doing another one, despite what anyone said or believed. We are going to keep doing them.
Never stop.
So don't.
Everyone said 536 was the limit.
Yeah, that was always rumored to be the like end one.
They said if you talk for that much time, you're going to run out of stuff to talk about. But here we are proving them wrong.
Always.
It's like marriage. They say you run out of stuff to talk about in the first year.
That's what they say?
But not us. We've been doing this podcast solid 13 years.
That's a long
time.
I
haven't even begun to talk.
Yeah.
The honeymoon phase. We're still in it.
Yeah.
I'm figuring around, 7,000 will be out the honeymoon phase and then settle into the real hard work of our relationship.
But. Yeah.
The hard work.
Yeah, we'll put some elbow grease in.
Yeah.
Everything
not too
there?
Much elbow grease, because then this could happen.
My microphone is fucked up.
What are you talking about?
So
what are you insinuating?
I'm trying to fucking fix it. This is not even a bit. I just hate my life.
This feels like a personal attack on me.
Nobody mentioned you, egomaniac.
I listened to the last...
you listened to that?
Episode. Yeah, I listened to it.
Wow.
I heard... A lot of things said, about my Mr. Fix-It job of spraying the WD-40. And I will say that my only intention was to get rid of the squeaking, which worked. Case in point.
I don't know what squeaking you're talking about. You got rid of something, all right.
You know what?
Functionality.
Garrett, you have 30 seconds to fix it right now. Theme song.
Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman, lonely horseman.
That cut off a little early, Meg. We would have, so I don't know what that was if you didn't want to hear that song.
Oh.
Okay, see?
Shit.
We would have, okay, well, at least people got their money's worth now. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a contingency of people online who don't like that song.
Really?
And
it's a classic.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Is that a personal attack on us?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I feel personally offended, because that's been our main theme song since the beginning.
Yeah.
Where else would you hear Lonely Horseman unless you're watching the Mega 64
that's
podcast?
That's a great question. Literally nowhere else. Really.
So if you don't like Lonely Horseman, that's a veiled attack on me, personally.
Yeah.
I am brown. So
yeah.
You're attacking me.
Why bring that up?
You're attacking me for not being white person?
Yeah.
Racist.
Yep.
It is.
Yes.
Yep. He can pick whatever theme song he wants.
Yeah, you are racist. If you don't like Lonely Horseman. Deal with that.
I bet you'd like a white horse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Tough stuff.
I bet you think all horses should be white. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I want to apologize to you.
Big lips, big old horse titties.
Yeah,
that's a kind. I want to apologize,
huge,
Derek.
Huge horse dick.
That's the kind of horse I envision.
Big ass on the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Big ass on the horse.
Part in the tail.
That's how Christopher Reeve died.
You're a sicko. You're a fucking sicko.
Yeah,
I know.
That
dude.
Is how Christopher Reeve
died. He tried to get up in it.
He was trying to fuck this.
He was like, "Here,
that can't
over
be right.
here, Mr. Ed.
I'm sick, man.
That's not.
Horse
that
kick.
I apologize.
Yeah, the horse kicked him in the chest, blew the heart out the back of his body,
and that and
no more Superman.
Horse turned to the camera and went, "He's no Superman."
Rest in peace.
Oh, sorry, don't go to
the rest in peace.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeves.
Rest in peace. I was just watching before I got here.
Yeah.
I was doing some emails at home and I put on the original Superman movie. When was the last time you saw that?
You never saw it? I was a kid.
No. 3 years ago.
Kid. I always hated how Lois Lane smoked. That really bothered me.
You know, it's funny. That was it. Yeah, in the movie, I was like, I don't remember that. And she does, and then he calls her on it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you shouldn't smoke, Lois. She's like, oh, let me guess, lung cancer? And then he checks her for lung cancer. This is something Superman does in his first movie. But
Superman can do anything.
Yeah.
Is there anything Superman can't do?
See through lead, as I just saw in this movie.
Oh, wow, that blocks the...
I feel like he can see through lead in other
Yeah, can he? Is that a thing? That was my next question. Is that a thing? Because it was in that movie, he could... And they use it against him. But,
I know that in the Bryan Singer film, they shot him in the face with a gun.
Yeah.
And the bullet hits
his eyeball
and crumples.
Oh.
So you're telling me his eyeball could stop a bullet, but it Man can't see through lead?
Yeah, because it's real thick.
Makes you know, no sense.
Anyway, that movie is interesting to me because I don't know of any other movie that, I don't know how else to word this, swings its dick so hard. Like, that movie is the most braggadocious, like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's the most over the top for its time. It was like, I think the most expensive movie ever made until Waterworld
Titanic,
or something.
Yeah,
Waterworld and then Titanic, but those were like, yeah, those were close
till,
to each other.
Till Avatar.
Yeah. Till, what's next? Wait, is it? Is anything, in terms of the most expensive movie ever made, is anything top
Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because I keep thinking,
Endgame, but that's just how much it made in the box office.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, well, that movie starts with, I mean, it has the most, like, I mean, the opening is curtains opening.
Yeah.
And then a kid looking at the comics. And, like, it couldn't just start, like, here's the story.
Right.
It's got to just hype you up. And the curtains open, the kid's flipping through the comics. And then the 3D credits fire out of the comics. And these whoosh credits go for, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Past you.
Oh, and then, I remember that.
And then it goes down to the planet Krypton, and it's fucking Marlon Brando. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just... It just throws this fucking wrecking ball through the screen like, yeah,
those
this
credits
is the biggest movie ever.
Took so fucking long.
Yeah, they were.
It was always me and Luke fast-forwarding the VHS like, fuck this.
Yeah, they went. It was too long. But there's things I like about that movie, things that I don't. But I think the part that always was the weirdest to me was when he's flying with Lois and she does like a poem.
Oh, like, yeah.
She's not saying it. She's thinking it. And it's like, can you read my mind?
Oh.
Know what I'm thinking time after time? I don't know. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Time after time.
Seriously, it's just like thinking, I don't know what I believe flying here on Christmas Eve. I mean, it's just like, what was happening?
No, it really.
And
it's
weird. So I looked it up today, and it's. What it is she was supposed to sing a song. It was supposed to be a song over that
a
part.
Lois Lane song?
Like just playing over it. Like it was supposed to, and Margot Kidder, the actress, was going to sing it, and it was going to score that whole part.
Hell yikes. Yeah.
And it was not turning out good either. Like, she couldn't
hit the notes.
The rumor is she could not sing.
All those cigarettes.
Yeah exactly. Superman scanning her vocal cords going, ooh, not looking good.
Not good.
But anyway, so that part didn't work out. So they were like, just have her do it in spoken word. And by the time it reaches the movie, it doesn't make any sense.
You know,
so yeah,
Superman should smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, he could get away with it.
Because I think...
Yeah, he's the one who could.
I think it'd be cool. He's not even human. He's from planet Krypton. They could write some whole story about how cigarettes, like, soup him up. Like when, you know, like a sensu bead, like, oh,
yeah.
Lex Luthor, death strike, whoever he's fighting, it's too strong, hold on.
Get that hermit bean.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. It'd be fucking cool.
That would be cool.
Plus, he could light the cigarette with his own eyes. Like, there's so much cool shit you can do when Superman smokes cigarettes. They drop the ball.
Yeah.
Is there a superhero that did smoke cigarettes?
Does
like,
Mr. McSixaplex?
I mean, I feel like something. I don't know this for sure. Like the Punisher or someone like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think of
someone.
I know in my head there is.
There's actually this horrible Superman PSA from the 70s. It's like a cartoon Superman. It's an anti-smoking PSA.
Oh.
Where there's this supervillain. I believe his name is Nick O'Teen, and he's this he's this guy in a top hat who tries to get teenagers to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
and then Superman shows up and like kicks his ass.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he like kills him because he punches him so hard he like goes flying into the distance.
It's that's
like,
how you kick the habit.
There's no way that guy is surviving that fucking punch. Yeah. And then Superman talks like this robotic German guy. It's the fucking weirdest thing. He's like, "Yeah, kids. Don't smoke cigarettes. I'm Superman."
What?
It's fucking bizarre. So everybody involved was high out of their mind when they made that.
So I'm sorry. I thought, for some reason, I thought I'd seen this in comic form, but you're saying this was like a filmed thing?
No, it's like an animated.
Oh, an animated thing.
It was
like
a TV
commercial.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's online if you want to look it up.
Okay. Anti-smoking
PSA.
Yeah,
I'll put it in the
Superman.
Podcast.
Why would he
Tuesday?
Be German? I don't get that.
I mean, he's supposed to be American, but he just has this weird accent. He sounds like a fucking robot.
A Krypton accent, maybe.
I mean, I won't show the video, but I could probably like find it and play the audio if you want to hear it real quick. I'll look it up. Also, last week we put a call out for cringe videos.
Yeah.
We had a shit ton of submissions.
Oh, some good responses. Hell
I don't know if you guys have been like reviewing them at all or if you've been thinking about your favorite cringe videos.
But I was.
I certainly have. We got so many. There was one in particular that many people sent.
Oh, you had an overall repeat offender?
A lot of people said this was their favorite cringe video.
Okay.
I don't know if we could like play it.
I mean, I could have clips of it maybe going. Or
it's. Do you remember the show Blind Date?
Yeah.
Where it was like a reality TV
Blind
show.
Date.
Where people, well, it wasn't on MTV. I think it was on like USA.
Okay.
Was it Blind Date or a Limit Date? Was it Blind Date?
Was Steve-O on a Blind Date episode?
I think it was Blind Date. Yeah.
It wasn't a Limit Date. It wasn't a game show. It was a reality TV show where they would just record people going on their first date.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it was kind of like pop-up video. They would annotate it with like...
Okay. Yeah, I remember this. I remember this.
There's a video that many, many Mega 64 viewers submitted as the most cringeworthy video of all time. It's the ending of a date on Blind Date where a guy keeps trying to go in for a kiss and the girl just won't kiss him. And she keeps like putting her head down and like headbutting him.
Oh.
Like they keep bopping heads and he's just like
not getting the hint.
Has his arms around her neck and he keeps like he's like, come on.
Oh, just fuck.
You know, take a chance.
I think I remember this.
Take a chance.
He'll
like
even
he'll go to the left and she'll bop into the left and then he'll swing to the right, she'll bop into the right.
Poor girl.
And he's like, You only get one chance in life. Just take a chance. And then she's like pushes her forehead against his and she just goes, I'll do it when I'm ready.
Oh.
I think they have like a headbutt counter and it hits something like 11. So we're gonna say that is the fan favorite for cringiest video of all time.
Check out a quick clip of it right
a of that on
now.
TV. It's your life. Take a chance.
I'll take a chance when I'm ready.
I found this Superman clip. It's real short. Just can I just play you Superman's voice? So
yeah,
I'm not kidding when he sounds like a German robot.
Okay, let's hear it.
Check this out.
Let's hear it.
I'm just gonna blast this into my microphone. Nicotine is the villain. He's offering cigarettes to kids.
Sounds like Vincent Price.
If you want to grow up fast, take one of these.
Ooh.
He's talking about cigarettes.
One puff and they'll soon be in my grasp.
Superman shows up.
Not so fast, nicotine. If you want to go up fast, take one of these. With my X-ray vision, I can see the harm cigarettes do inside people's bodies. That's why I never say yes to a cigarette.
Cigarette.
Oh,
Not so fast, nicotine.
And then he killed him. You didn't see the video. He punched him into space.
Superman's an uber mensch, man.
Yeah.
Superman punched a guy into space, sent him into orbit. For offering cigarettes to kids.
I'm with Superman.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Oh, you're into extrajudicial executions? Sorry.
Wow.
He's hardline.
I'm into.
I don't fuck around.
Sean's hardline straight edge. He goes around like busting heads.
I bust heads.
Also, in 1970, was it even illegal to give kids cigarettes? I don't think so. I think it was perfectly fine back then.
I don't know.
Not
I
was, saying
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there, but I assume it was. The 70s were wild, man.
Yeah, I bet you some parents were letting their like 12-year-olds like, here, shut them up.
Yeah,
probably.
Cigarettes, condoms.
I have a lot of relatives that were like, if you ask them when they started smoking, it was like scary young.
That is, like, I think that's, if you're an adult and you smoke now, I think, you start like 12.
Dude, seriously, it was like, 13, 14. It's like, what?
Yeah.
13, 14? Like,
people are giving them cigarettes.
Oh my God. You
used to sneak them.
Did you ever have candy cigarettes when you were a kid?
Yes.
Loved them.
Loved them.
Yeah. There were weird places were cool. that you could still get them, but like weird.
Yeah. Like
stores.
Old school candy shops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do these, they don't still have those, right?
I bet you could get them on like
get
Amazon.
Them on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I is, felt like we were sent some recently and I was eating them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so too. You know, I think you can still get them.
You're not going to believe this. In my 30s. I know I look so young.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think now the coolest thing I could do is enjoy a pack of candy cigarettes.
Yeah, that's probably the coolest thing you
I'm
could
older,
do.
I'm more mature. I know cigarettes are bad. These are candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's just for the look. Just made me look cool.
It's for the look. I don't eat them.
What about
that's
prop
the
cigarettes?
Slogan for candy.
Prop cigarettes are cool because the smoke comes out.
Yeah.
How like old do you think you could pass for? Upper, like how old can you pass for?
Yeah.
How young can you pass for? What do you
Whoa.
Think,
well,
in your opinion?
You know, a lot of these conventions have a cheaper badge if you're under 14, so I'll still say I'm 14. You know, so.
Take the glasses off.
But here's the thing. They legally have to believe me.
They have to believe you.
They can't say
I
anything.
I don't think you could pass for 14.
Take the glasses off. I think you could.
Now you've known, but you've known me a long time.
I'm trying to like be objective. I'm trying to like.
No, yeah.
I'm trying to meditate for a moment, pretend like I've never seen you before. I'm going to see you with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just taking it all in.
For the first time.
Wow. You look good.
Thank you.
Wow.
I think Rocco could pass for 29.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
I'm see for myself. I would have said I would have gone younger.
Oh,
how
maybe
old?
I would have said like 27, 28.
Mm.
I would have stretched it a little bit for myself.
Yeah,
I think I could. If I said it, I think someone might go, okay,
27.
You know what I mean? I could get away with it.
No,
can't go that low.
No. I know a couple 27-year-olds. I don't. Well, I mean, that's just your opinion.
Maybe if you took the glasses off, but you seem to. I think that would de-age you.
No, I'm not going to take them off.
All right, chat. How young do you think Rocco can pass for? I was in the liquor store. I don't know if I told this story on the podcast.
I haven't heard it, so I don't think so.
I went to the liquor store recently to get some White Claw with Meg.
Oh, wow. What
is that?
And Johnny.
What's White Claw?
White Claw is alcoholic seltzer water. It's it's the new hot thing that all the young kids
well,
like
I
myself.
Really like,
wow, like bubbly.
Seltzer water.
Everybody born after 2000, like me, we're all drinking White Claw.
Tight.
And the dude carded me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which is fine.
Fuck yeah.
I'm an adult. Here's my ID. He looked at it, and he was like, 85. No, I wouldn't have guessed that. And I was like, really? What would you have guessed? He's like, I don't know, 92, 93.
Huh.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
26 years old, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeet.
So I could pass for as young as 26, according to the guy at the liquor store.
I was recently carded as well, and the guy said, oh, same birthday. And I was like, oh, cool, same year. And I looked at him, and then he's like, no, I was born in 99. Like, ah, oh, fuck. Sorry.
Like a teenager.
Oops.
When I was at RTX, we went to Buffalo Billiards, played some shuffleboard. I gave them my ID to check out shuffleboard to get the pucks and stuff. I forgot to get my ID back, and the next day, they have bars at RTX, like on the show floor, and I was I'm going to get a Bloody Mary because it's Texas.
Yeah.
And you drink at RTX. Yeah. And she's like, can I see your ID? And I was like, yeah. Ooh, just realized I forgot it at the bar last night. Sorry, I don't have it. She's like, I'm not giving you a drink. And I was like, do you think I'm younger than 21?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. You don't have your ID. I'm not serving you. And I got mad. And I was like, I'm 33 years old. She's like, sorry. I was like, I got so pissed off.
Mm.
I guess it's kind of a compliment.
Stickler for the rules,
yeah.
She was.
Yeah. Anyways, So that's my answer. I'm going to go with what the bartender said, 26.
I remember we were at a con like a year or two ago, and they had like a 21 and up thing, like some anime thing or whatever. And I remember they almost didn't let us in because some of us didn't have IDs on us. And it was like, we're guests of the convention, and you know, we're not some punk kids sneaking in.
Yeah, we've been
like,
that before.
We're guests of the convention, and you know we're over 21. I think you know that. And, man, they didn't look happy about it, but they did let us in.
You know what I should have done? I should have Googled myself.
Oh!
And shown her my info page on Google. Here's my picture. It looks my birthday.
She might have gone, you know, anyone can amend a wiki article, sir.
Yeah.
Anyone? That'd be pretty smart if some 20-year-old kid made a Wikipedia article saying he was older than 21 so he could get a drink at a convention.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's basically earned it.
Yeah, he's earned it at that point.
All right, Sean.
Oh. Yeah.
Your young, what will we call it?
You got too much going on, dude. I can't even see your face.
The beard ages him a little
Yeah,
bit.
The beard definitely ages
it does.
You.
I'm going to be real. You got a couple of gray. You got one or two grays in there.
I do.
But one Eric started going gray. R.I.P. Eric. If anybody doesn't remember him, he died a few years ago. He used, he used to be on the show. He started going gray at 23, so.
Yeah, I.
So you could be 23.
I don't think so.
That's what he's saying.
I think at best, 32. That's the best I could possibly get. That's how I feel.
Hardcore.
I would say you could pass for 30.
Thank you. I don't know.
Well,
I've recently
you certainly have the attitude of a 60-year-old.
Yeah,
I do. I have felt I've felt really self-conscious about my age lately.
Really?
And I think turning 35, like I didn't think I'd care. I honestly didn't. And then it happened, and then I feel fucking old. And it
feels
also could
good,
be like,
it?
You know, I have a kid in high school now. Like that could be it. Like something's fucking with me that I don't feel good about, and I can't tell you what it is.
Midlife crisis come around the corner, or what?
I think I'm in
I
it.
I think it's already. I think
it's happened.
It's
you're looking at it.
I point. Think all of that is in the power of the mind.
Yeah.
And you think a certain way, and you will. It will be self fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
I try to live every day. Hey, you know what? No bad days. Palm tree. Whatever. That someone stuck
days.
On the back of their truck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I don't focus on I like to think about it this way. And, you know, I'm kind of joshing around here, but there's some seriousness to this. If complaining about a headache, does that make it better? No. I don't focus on my pain or the things that are, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't ever focus on feeling old or inadequate at
right.
something or. I don't
Keep
focus on that stuff,
yeah.
and because I don't, it has no power over me. So that's the mentality. So what could I pass for? 17 again. Now on Blu-ray. Check it out.
Nice. Check it out.
They are our sponsor this week. No, anyway. So,
you,
yeah, I don't know.
Sean, I'd put you easily at 27. Like a smoker, like a someone who... Like 27-year-old smoked since he was 13.
Yeah. Fucked up 27-year-old.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fucked up 27.
Yeah. I watch reality TV, and I often see people who are my age or even younger than me, people who are significantly younger than me, who look way fucking older than
me. I see that, too. And then, but then does it make gives you pause like, oh, is that what I look like and I just don't realize it?
No.
Or does it make you think like that guy got fucked up and I'm okay?
I know what I look like.
Yeah.
And I mean, clearly I'm seeing these fucked up troll people from wherever the fuck they live.
Some reality shithole.
No, I feel better than those fucking
train buddies.
I feel fine, but I recently have been feeling like, this is fucking older, man.
You know, all right. I've felt that way in the past, but these were the things that I did. I did some research to make myself feel better.
Ooh.
You remember that movie Rumble in the Bronx with Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 40 when he made that.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, 40.
Damn.
And
so
he's
there.
Spry like a young chickadee, like a young little motherfucker.
He could pass for, you know, 17.
Brad Pitt, isn't he like 54?
Yeah,
something
like
that.
Yeah.
He looks.
He's as cool as ever.
He does. He's cool as ever.
Once upon
he's
a
as
time.
Cool as ever in Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah.
And, of course, my boy, John Stamos is like 70 years old.
Hey, right? this week is the 2-year anniversary of when I met him in person.
Wow.
At the gas station?
No, get over. Okay, me and Mitt Romney, we had a moment. This guy's still jealous.
Was John Stamos driving Mitt Romney around?
He was at the D23 Expo in Anaheim.
Beach Boys?
And he was just chilling on the show floor in the corner. And I was like, what's up, man? Hey. And he is so youthful and I'll say it, hot.
Yeah,
he moisturizes. I'll agree with you.
But anyway,
was there a point to that?
No, I just wanted to say, like, seriously, he hasn't aged.
Oh, okay.
He's just hot, Derek.
I'm backing you up 100%.
Yeah. So you can look and feel and act and perform young at way older than your current age.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who gets away with that the most. I mean, is it the people that you mentioned? You know, like, you know, I'm trying to think of someone who's much older than they. Well, in all honesty, like, there's a lot of movies with, like, Tom Cruise dangling from a plane, and he's how old is he now?
I don't know. Like Tom Cruise is starting to look a little melted.
Yeah, he does a little bit, but like he's still. I feel like he's still. I guess what I'm saying is he's still being put in roles though that are like this would normally be like a 25-year-old.
Did he suffer a stroke and we just don't know about it? Because I feel like his face is like not responding anymore.
I think it's probably plastic surgery more.
It's
than
a little
a stroke.
Like you know
he could be completely like restructured alien DNA from a volcano. You know, like his thetan level is so fucking high at this point.
I'm not going to talk about the Church of Scientology. I'm here to talk about the new Mission Impossible.
More from Boston.
Is that your Tom Cruise?
His face doesn't move.
That's
now.
My modern. You know, young
you
Tom
can't
Cruise,
handle the truth.
That's Jack Nicholson. But
I know, and his, and the response would be,
"Yeah,
I know, I know."
Young
I
Tom Cruise is hot. He's lively. Hey, I'm Tom Cruise. Yeah. You ordered them to kill Santiago. Tell me the truth. You know you did it.
Current Tom Cruise is Mission Impossible 6. It was so fun. I'm still hot.
Being a handsome devil. You know what? I just watched a video. I was about to do an impression of Tom Cruise when he got squirted in the face with a flower. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which that we should add to the cringe list here.
That's up there.
Because I saw that just the other day where he did red carpet once and a guy had a little
lapel.
Yeah, the flower on his jacket and he squirted him in the face with it just like a prank. And Tom Cruise like held there for like 10 minutes. And just went, no, that's incredibly rude.
Yeah, was it? You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
I mean, why would you do something like that to someone who's giving you an interview? And then the guy's like, and then he tries to go away. Yeah. No, stay here. That's incredibly rude. That's incredible. I mean, Tom Cruise puts him in the tractor beam for like 20 minutes.
Don't do that.
It
that's
was
what they
awesome.
Teach you, dude. During
it was awesome. Yeah,
that's a cringe video.
That's a cringe video, but
you're,
hey.
You're on his side.
You will be on Tom Cruise's side. True. Maybe not religious-wise, but.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
I mean,
it's
I talked a few
rude.
Weeks ago about the John Cena video where he's like buying a espresso machine and some dude is like filming him.
Oh, no.
To do a YouTube video.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He like walks up into his face and he's like, John Cena. John Cena just looks at the camera and goes, thank you. Thank you for asking my permission to film me. Thank you.
Oh, man.
And then it's like some English like dude who is, I don't know.
He's a rugby
fan. What do you call it? Like a chav or something? John Cena tried to get my video. John. Oi, he's trying to play it cool. All right, we're not going to be filming on him. Okay. Oh, he's walking out the store. Yo, John Cena. And once again, he's like, thank you.
Oh, man.
And the guy actually says, hey, John Cena, can I give you some advice? Which, look up that video. That one is awesome.
Wow.
I recently saw the Will Smith. Yeah, he's like, can I give you some advice? And John Cena just cuts him off. Let me give you some advice.
Oh, no.
Maybe ask permission before you film somebody for the entire experience. And you film the entire experience in that store. Thank you. Thank you for asking for permission. You have a good day.
There's a video also in the same vein. There's a video of someone doing this same exact shit to Harvey Weinstein. Now, there was a time in history where you might watch it and feel bad for Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, poor Harv.
You might not feel that way now when you watch
don't.
It. You might wish it was worse for him. But he's like going to a place just to get ice cream, and someone is filming him the entire time. And Harvey Weinstein actually keeps giving him stuff. Like, All right, what's the channel name? What's this? Oh, it's something, you know, Hollywood Planet TV. All right, hey, you're watching Hollywood Planet TV. That was pretty good, right? You can leave me alone now? Like, he's giving him, like, he's giving him, like, I gave you all the footage. Can I just get some ice cream now? And he just, like, ends up bailing on the whole thing and is, like, leaving, and the guy's still filming him.
But,
but again, now you can, now it's, now the,
hey, the guy went from, the filmer was asshole to hero.
Yeah, amazing. Now you watch it, and amazing. The context is very different. And you're like, yeah, fucking follow this asshole. But anyway.
I just saw the video again of Will Smith slapping.
Ooh, a slap? Forgot about that. Yeah,
he struck.
Because doesn't the guy kiss him or something?
The guy interviewed him, and he's like, "Hey, Will, can I get a hug?" It was like, "All right," and he like does the half hug, and then the guy like turns and goes in for like a kiss on the lips.
Whoa!
And Will Smith like pulls back. He's like, "Hey, what's the matter with you?" Like hits him, and then he like you could see he pauses for a second. It was such like a, like knee jerk reaction.
Yeah.
I think he slapped him before he even realized what had happened. Sure, he stops, and everybody like gets quiet for a second, and then Will Smith kind of like laughs it off. She's like, "Dude, try to kiss me on the mouth. What's the matter with you?" All right, move on. Moving on.
All right, we're gonna let that slide.
Yeah.
How can he slap?
Sometimes how can he needs slap? A little slap.
Oh, yeah. The Fresh Prince of Bustard.
That's good.
Okay, yeah. Well, back to the age. What's Garrett got? What are we on? I think he looks very young.
Hold on.
I don't know. I feel like any guess I make is like gonna be offensive.
I think Garrett.
No, go for it.
What offensive?
I would have guessed.
Venture a guess.
The good side.
30. The youngest. I don't. 30. 31.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's older than all of you.
You are older.
You got fucking 27 over here. I was generous with you, Sean.
I placed Sean.
Smoker.
I placed Rocco at 29. I placed Sean at 30.
Yeah.
The beard and everything doesn't help right now. So
yeah, I would put Garrett at like.
I can't go under 30 anymore.
Yeah, I would put you at like 31 probably.
That's good.
I don't think anybody generous. Except me and Rocco are
still
past
lower,
our late 20s.
Still lower than the real number.
Ugh.
That's a win in my book.
Yeah,
you look good. We all
now,
look good.
How old can we pass for?
I think I can get to 40. I think I could be a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
I think you could be over 40.
Yeah.
Over? Fuck.
Yeah.
Guys,
I think you could be.
But these are all.
I was having problems
with these are all rhetorical. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are all like. Because I've definitely met people. I don't want to name them, but there's people I've met, like, even in the industry,
yeah,
that when they told me their age, like, I thought, oh, this guy's 30 some whatever, and then it's like 45, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't like, ew, it was just like, wow,
well,
okay.
The low number, you look like an older, that young age.
Yeah, right. I think the lower number is more offensive. You know, it can be.
But
you know
when I
mean?
Say the high number, you look like a really good 42-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah, handsome 42.
I look like a really good 83-year-old. That doesn't make you feel good.
I wouldn't. You told me you're 83.
Right,
I'd say
that.
Bullshit. You're not 83.
Yeah. But if you told me you were 40-something, I would go like, whoa,
I would,
good looking
I would
40.
Say, yeah. I would say like 42. I think.
Yeah, 42 is as high as I'll go.
If you told somebody you're 42, I'd be like, okay, that's crazy.
What about me?
I can only put you at 40. I don't think you go higher than 40.
I think I really offended Garrett. I don't know what I said to Garrett, but I pissed him off, and I'm
sorry.
You know
what? I think Rocco, I think I don't want to offend you guys. I think Rocco looks younger than Sean.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say, I wouldn't even place Rocco in his 40s. I would say he's like 39.
That's as high as you
can.
What?
I could be 39.
What is it with me? What happened? Is it the gray?
Sean,
look.
Sean, you have a lot of kids.
I do.
Like, it's really not. This should not be attributed to anything like, did I do this or did I do that? You carve out an entirely different existence than fucking anyone you know.
That's true.
Like, that, okay.
Less
that,
sleep.
No, I think
we're
it's
a bit
like,
gaunt too,
I don't
Sean,
know. Maybe it's
sunken
the demeanor.
Eyes, you know?
Maybe it's like the
sunken cheeks.
You seem older and wiser than Rocco. I don't
know.
You don't seem like you're not watching. You don't look like you're watching anime. This guy's got a Dragon Ball Z shirt on.
Yeah, sports.
You got a Padres hat on.
Yeah.
You know, what can I say?
Fair enough.
I'm going to the Disney Expo next week.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of kids there too, you know, so, but I don't have to raise them.
What? Oh. Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm just comparing to his.
I would put Rocco at 39. I would put Sean at 42.
All right. What about me then? How high could I?
I don't know why I'm the only one venturing a guess here. But.
With Garrett, I would say if you told me Garrett was, I'd say 40. I give him a 40.
I was trying to look real old.
Yeah.
But 40s is, that's right where I'd put Rocco at my height, too. I think I could do older than that.
I think you could go, all right, this is going to offend you. I think the higher number.
Like a 50-year-old athlete.
I think you could pull off like 46.
46-year-old jogger.
Yeah. Like yeah. Really.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Really buff. Like this guy's 46, but he fucks 19-year-olds.
Yeah. What?
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
That's right, baby.
In an alternate universe, I'm not saying he's cool. I'm not saying he's right for doing it, but you know, he's that kind of guy.
How old are you? 19? It's legal in the state of California. See you at the finish line. Oh, you do CrossFit? Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Age gap, love. Yeah.
I could see me playing that kind of, well, this is an acting exercise. That's like a role I would
play.
Yeah,
I know I know a guy, literally, he's like God, I want to say he's like 54, maybe 55. He just married a 21-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. They had some whole.
Is he rich?
No. Hmm. She's just out of money.
Age is a number, Sean.
They had this whole, like, you know those YouTube docs that just like feature random people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were in one of those. Hmm. Which probably says nothing because literally anybody can be in one
yeah.
of those. Sometimes yeah. I watch those documentaries and they feature like the lamest fucking people and I just think like this is your YouTube channel. You're just interviewing this person and like getting B-roll footage of them at their house. Like fuck off.
Yeah. But there's like
come interview me. I'm famous. I'm
interesting.
I'm interesting. Let's talk about me.
Yeah, talk about me. That's usually how I feel when I look at
there's
most
like
channels.
Lo-fi beats in like, the
why
background,
are they talking
though.
About me?
Yeah.
It's like produced with some cool camera, like Dutch angles.
Totally.
Wait, hold All on.
Right, how old could I be?
I think the oldest, I personally, this is just my personal opinion, I wouldn't, I think if you said you were in your 40s, I would go bullshit.
I would laugh that
But
off.
I could say,
laugh
like, 39, I would go like, hey,
no.
good looking 39.
I'd say 37. All you can go.
I might be there with you, Sean. Yeah, 37
is
I think
old.
You could. Yeah, you look
young.
Young, yeah. Mm. You just do. Yeah. You and Rocco.
I'm going to come in next week with just for men in my beard and just to see. We're just going to see what happens.
You
when
should.
I have a little bit of.
I think it'd be hilarious. Dude, you should dye it.
Yeah. We have makeup here. I can put some in there. When we did that for Kratos, I had my beard colored.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked different. I look younger. It looks fake, but I look younger. Yeah.
Somebody in the chat says I still look like I'm in my late 20s. But could I be in my late 30s?
You know what, Derek? I will say when you shave, like you really do look like you did in like old videos, like a lot. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why do I have this beard?
Like when you were doing Solid Snake, it was weird. It was
You know that was weird.
It was like hanging out with someone I hadn't seen in a long time.
It was.
Seriously. It really was like that.
Yeah.
Take some of your own advice.
I
want to shave it off.
I want to shave this shit off so bad.
Do it.
But there's stuff I have to keep it for.
Filming.
You know what? I might as well just say. I mean, what's the secret?
Todd and Aaron.
Guy, yeah. Todd and Aaron. We're starting now because between now and New Year's Eve
no
when
more
it
news.
Comes out. I mean, it just takes so long to, you know, we don't even green screen. We shoot in just a regular parking lot.
We got
to
find fireworks.
So it takes a long time to key us out. No, we're going hard on version 4.1 Revenge Erection. There's some stuff going on with it. And what we are trying to do is get the last ingredients in place for it to materialize. So, we're doing that. In the meantime, what we're doing just on our channel and stuff like that is we're going to be putting out various stuff between now and when we're finished. We've got, you know, we've had some Flame War theaters come out. Mm-hmm. We're going to have classic remastered videos from like our IGN days that have never been on our channel. We just up a couple days ago, we put up Meet the Spartans.
Meet the Spartans.
On our main channel.
I saw that.
Couldn't have been a more random choice, but I had some people ask me, like, did you guys re-upload this or whatever? But they weren't, truthfully, they were never on our channel. They'd never been. They were in various other disparate places on the internet, but now they're on our channel, or we will soon be putting these out on our channel. remastered in glorious 1080p HD. They're in better quality than you've ever seen them. I've been going back to the original files, cleaning them up, meticulously getting every... Because they, obviously they deserve that level of attention.
Obviously.
Meet the Spartans. You want to hear every consonant on Shrek all over the place.
Yeah. We are going into overdrive mode on version 4.
Yeah.
We're... All bets are off. We're clearing the plate, and we are zeroing in.
Mm.
We're making a sprint towards the finish line now because we want to be done.
That we do. Yeah, we want that.
Want it to be over.
We owe it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go into Gemini Man mode. You seen the trailer for Will Smith's Gemini Man?
Yeah,
no. No.
Two Smiths. Got me being there.
You know, that trailer struck me as really weird because I feel like de-aging technology has come a long way just in the past few years where it actually looks pretty good. Like Samuel L. Jackson in Captain Marvel looked incredible. It looked like him from the 90s. But then you have this Will Smith movie coming and they did him in CG. They didn't like... He's supposed to be younger. Like, there's a duplicate of him that's younger. And I thought they would maybe do that technology to him, but it's just a 100% CG guy.
That's weird.
And I don't think it looks as good.
Huh.
So I wouldn't have done that.
I had no idea. I thought they just de-aged him.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Made and him act it all twice.
Sorry, I'm chewing ice, everybody. Bear with me.
That's a Gemini Man move.
The first time I saw the trailer, it's like young Will Smith. And I was thinking, like, damn, Will Smith looks really good for his age. And then it turns out this is a movie about like a young clone. And I didn't realize like, that was actually younger Will Smith. And I did think they de-aged him. I had no idea it was 100% CGI.
Yeah, he's totally CG.
So,
but I've seen some de-aging. I've seen some de-aging recently that looks better than what is in this trailer. But that's just me.
That's trailer.
That's personal.
Who knows when we get the final product if it's going to be, you know.
I mean, I don't know how you could look better than I thought it was really Will Smith.
That's true.
That's
But
that's pretty much 100% in my book.
I don't know. I saw it, it didn't look good to me. But maybe we saw a different... I saw a trailer a long time ago. Maybe there's an updated thing. I think this is directed by Ang Lee, which means I'm going to skip it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
What's wrong?
Ang Lee, I've seen like three movies by him, and I hate every one of them.
Can't
so boring.
What were they? What movies?
You got
All I can remember is The Hulk.
Was Crouching Tiger him?
I think that was him, but I don't think I saw
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You didn't like
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Because that movie fucks.
Brokeback Mountain? Was that
I didn't see Brokeback Mountain.
That movie also fucks.
I Can't Quit You. It does fuck. And I only got three that I've seen. I don't hate any of those films.
Sensibility, duh.
Oh, okay.
The Hulk was so bad that I'm never going to watch a movie
Life
again.
Life of Pi.
Oh, I saw that.
That's right. That fucking tiger.
Yeah, dude. This dude rules.
Yeah.
And now he's doing an action movie. Imagine Life of Pi with guns. Imagine Brokeback Mountain, but they shoot at each other.
And that's what
this movie's gonna rule.
They like going up to the mountains.
And it's William
guns.
Pinkett Smith, like a top fucking American actor. You know what I'm saying?
Number one.
He's gonna smash the box office.
Smash it.
Did you guys see Billy Lee's? What he just did? He did a movie like 2 years ago that I don't think got any attention. It was like. Shot in like 120 frames a second or something crazy like that, but it was called like Billy Lee's Quarter Mile March or something. Oh, what was it? Billy Hatcher and his giant egg. I don't remember. what was it? Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. What a title.
Wow.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
sounds
even
is. Stupid.
Skip that one.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I watched, we were given a gift by our friend Dan, a.k.a. Turtleverse, and I watched Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What? Oh, he sent that in?
He sent that Blu-ray. It was fun. Beckett and I watched it. We were watching it with Sawyer and Lynn, and then a head got cut off. I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't realize this could be this violent.
I didn't know they were going to do that either.
This cartoon.
Was it a robot head?
No, it was like a guard.
Oh.
Head cut off. And then Shredder had another guy, and Blaze went through him, and it was fucking gory.
Yeah, I forget these direct-to-video movies that Warner Brothers does.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
Yeah, because I remember there was one recently, and I watched some of it. Or do I? I don't think I own it. I don't remember where I saw it, but it was. But like Harley Quinn like has sex with Robin or something.
Whoa.
It was just like it got to that point, and I'm like,
it was rated
wait,
X.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, huh?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that far, but you know what? It was. it was fun. It was they got the ooze and they put it on all of the Batman villains. So it's what are they going to turn into?
Now I want to see. Okay, now I'm in.
Hey, you can borrow it.
The mutations were, the mutations were my favorite.
Actually, you can have it because I got the digital code, which is my favorite.
Oh, that's all you need.
I love the digital codes. God damn, they're the best. But
I like analog.
Yeah, but
codes.
Now Facebook has all your info.
Oh, here at Zuckerberg.
But it was like fun. Like they're all in Arkham, and then they start injecting. It's like, oh, what is he gonna turn into? And, like Becca was freaking out. It was fun. So
Poison Ivy in there.
Poison Ivy was in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got Bane. They got Two-Face.
All the classics.
Yeah,
the
Killer Scarecrow.
The mutation aspect was always my favorite part of the Ninja Turtles universe. And I remember as a kid, I loved the original Turtles movie. I loved it.
Yeah,
but I was hoping there would be more like mutations in it. And then the second movie delivered on that, where it's like, oh, Secret of the Ooze. We got the mutagen. We're going to do something with it. Oh, and I was so excited. And if you remember in the second Turtles movie, they're like, whatever they're mutating is behind these like walls shaking. Oh, what are they going to be? And I remember being disappointed. It was these monsters, Toka and Razar, and one was a wolf and one was a snapping turtle.
Yeah.
And I remember being really disappointed one of them was another turtle. Like, you can mutate two creatures. They can be anything. Why did you do another turtle?
Yeah.
To take on the turtles.
I
remember watching that being so excited. They could
Bebop
and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you. Yes.
I was disappointed Toka and Razar. You fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm 8 years old and I know you fucked up.
I think most people probably hoped for that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. And they're really good effects. Like, it was all Jim Henson Studio puppet effects, you know? And they're really good, but like, why two idiot creatures? But on the second level, it disappointed me that it was another turtle.
I get that.
A wolf? Have it be a wolf and a... Fuck it, a rhino. Like, seriously, do it. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. It's funny because Dan, Turtleverse, we call him Turtleverse. Right. We made fun of him for knowing all about the Turtleverse. But I've been reading a comic, Batman and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so, okay, the comic version of it.
Well, it's not that movie. It's its own, it's its own Turtleverse.
Okay.
And the whole plot centers around the Turtleverse. It's like a major...
Yeah.
Into the Turtleverse.
There's like multi-dimensional Crisis, and Raphael from the original Ninja Turtles comics has entered this new Turtleverse where Batman, as young Bruce Wayne, was the kid with the turtles.
Oh, and spilled, I like this. I like
spilled
this.
The turtles into the ooze. Actually, he had the turtles with his parents, and they were walking down the street when his parents got shot. And he drops the turtles because he's shocked.
I love this. I love this.
And then he somehow gets adopted by Master Splinter, so he is raised with the Ninja Turtles. And so it's like,
I like this.
Batman is like the fifth Ninja Turtle.
Oh, that's so dope.
But then Raphael shows up from the original Turtleverse. And this comic book is in color. But this original Raphael is in black and white.
Yeah, I love this.
Because the original comics were in black and white. And he basically explains this major plot point of, like, there's multi-dimensional turtle verses, and this is, like, not the good one. I'm from the good one. And he's like, Batman, you're from your own universe. You don't belong here with the Ninja Turtles. Like, you're weaker because you're here. You're supposed to be a lone wolf badass. Like, and they have to, like, go back to their own universes.
Wow. Yeah.
It's all about the goddamn Turtleverse.
I'm sold on this. I'm on this as soon as it's done.
I'll let you borrow it.
Dan,
I have all the issues.
Aka Turtleverse, you hit the nail on the head. Great job. Thank you for sending us that shit. That was great.
Somebody brought this up in the chat. I think it was Jared brought it up in the chat, and I totally forgot about this. The Bebop and Rocksteady thing.
Yeah.
The movie rights were signed based on the comic and the people who own the comic, not the cartoon. That was a different division. So they actually couldn't base it off that. And Bebop and Rocksteady were cartoon creations.
Cartoon creatures.
And they didn't have the rights to those, which is really weird. You'd think, well, it's Ninja Turtles. It's all part of the same thing.
But as a child, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. But it explains why they didn't
The arcade video game had Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
The cartoon had Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah. It was just
my
the movie
toy
rights.
Chest had Bebop and Rocksteady. Right.
Absolutely. No, it made no sense. And they should have figured something out. But that was apparently the reason. I remember hearing that.
I hate movie rights. shit. It yeah. just ruins everything.
Ruins everything.
Keep the money out of it, man.
Speaking of movies, I went to the theater this week and saw, actually, it's an Oscar-worthy film.
Oh, really?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, I knew it was gonna be so that. Did I.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I have seen this.
The
yeah.
horror buffs. Before I get into my review of the movie, because I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
I have a philosophical question about the nature of horror films.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do horror films attract an audience that's just fucking stupid? Do horror films attract like bottom feeding losers who don't deserve to be alive because they're human pieces of garbage?
Wow.
I bring Yikes. This up
yeah. okay.
because I saw it in the middle of the day. There were maybe 7 people in the theater. Mm-hmm. 4 of them were talking the entire time.
Oh.
And they weren't sitting together. They were sitting. It was like 2 people over here. And I think actually 3 people over here. There were maybe 11 people in the theater. 2 separate groups were just fucking talking throughout the whole fucking movie. And I'm thinking like, how come every horror movie I go to has people who won't shut the fuck up? Do we not know that when you go to a movie theater, you just sit there silently? Like, we don't need you to make comments about the movie.
Dude, they're probably sitting there going like, oh, there's not that many people around.
Dude.
We can chat. They talked throughout the whole thing.
The whole fucking movie. One girl said the N-word during the movie.
Oh, my God.
That'll take you right out of your element.
That was in the audience, not in
you know,
the movie,
when I
right?
hear that word nowadays,
in the audience. Now,
pulls me right out.
To clarify,
uh-huh.
I don't want to turn this into a race thing, but
she said it.
She said it with a soft A, you know.
Cool.
And there was just a moment in the movie where they're watching it and somebody's like going in this haunted house. And from the back of the theater, she just goes, this, you know.
Wow.
She says it. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to. I could say it if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
Yeah, Sean and I can't say it. You can.
I could say it, but I'm not going to. But she's like, you know, I'll substitute the word dude. She's like, this dude. And then she just kept talking like throughout the movie. Whatever. I kind of just want to be like, stop talking. Shut up.
You can't.
But there was some other guy, some fat, like, loser who was making jokes the whole time, and he literally quoted Austin Powers.
Oh, no!
There's a moment.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
There's Film a moment critiquer. In the movie, and Garrett, you've seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's in the hospital scene. Just to give you context.
Okay.
In the hospital scene, this guy quotes Fat Bastard.
No. Oh, God. I already know. Yeah, I already know.
There's a moment in the movie.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And the guy, he's sitting in the back of the theater. Get in my belly.
All right. That's not even the first movie.
I thought you were harsh earlier when you said doesn't deserve to be alive. Now I'm on your side.
Yeah, and I just got so pissed. I got fucking pissed off. And I was just thinking, like, why the fuck are you talking during a movie? And how come every time I see a horror movie, people are just fucking talking the whole time? If you go and see like a drama, I don't know. If you go to like Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, are people just cracking jokes the whole time?
No.
No, it's quiet.
No.
Although I will say this. The worst audience I've ever had that I've ever – for any movie was when I saw Crazy Rich Asians and these like – it really was like they might have been juggalos. I think they were. Like, they had at least a shirt.
They had Hatchet Man.
I just remember, for some reason, I have a connection to ICP in my head.
You saw some type of Hatchet Man tattoo on the neck or something.
No, there
somewhere.
Was something on a shirt or something. Okay. And they sat down, a group of friends, and they sat down, and they were just talking full volume the whole time. Yeah, I don't know. The movies, we're 5 minutes into the movie. I don't think it's going to matter. Just sit down and watch. Who cares? Just watching. Brian, who cares? Who cares if it? And they sat down, and when they anyway, they kept talking for a minute, and I'm behind them, just like, oh my God, they are not even reducing their volume at all. This is insane. And then they did something that it almost sounds like a cartoon, but they were like, yeah, you know, I think we'll understand the movie just fine. Like full belch, and then threw a bottle behind them.
Whoa!
Bing, ding, 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 and I went out loud. Holy shit! And they all looked back at me, and they did quiet down. They did quiet down, after that. But they were still pretty rude.
Hillbilly I just pull went, a jug
I think
band
it was once
next.
They burped and did that, and someone reacted to it that they realized. You know what I mean? Like they thought they were in their own little vacuum, and then I went, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh,
I don't know." Like, do you?
They felt they were embarrassed.
You're in
I think.
A theater with other people. Like, shut up. What's the proper etiquette? Do you shush them? Do you say like, "Shut the fuck up"? I don't know what to do.
It depends. I feel like if there's like 15 guys there. It's like, I don't want to start a fucking... Like, what am I going to do?
Who am I?
Who am I? But there have been times where I've been like, hey, guys, we're done with this. Stop it. You know, I've said stuff like that before.
I have done the shh thing before. I've done all kinds of stuff. What I really find seems to work the most is honestly, like what I said, just kind of like reacting to it. Because then it's like a moment of embarrassment versus, you know what I mean? If I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck? That could become anything. But when it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then I seriously, because so often they get
shame.
They catch that reaction and go like, like
when the dude,
like some I'm so stunned by how gross you
when
are.
When the guy did make the Austin Powers reference, I let out an audible groan because I just was so like fucking appalled.
Yeah.
And I did find that he did kind of quiet down.
Yeah.
He still like murmured a little bit, but it wasn't so bad. Yeah. I know he was talking throughout the whole movie, but I was trying to tune it out. But when he said that, it was like burning into my brain. And I was just like, And then he like got quiet.
Derek, you've done that to me. You've done that to me, and it made me feel bad enough to change what I was doing. Where were we? We were driving back from Utah, and I put on, and it was like 6 hour drive, and I put on Brandon E. Camillo like or something. I was putting on like Prank Calls, and after like 10 of them, I just heard a from the back seat, and I'm like, oh, I know what that means. Put it on a different album.
Sorry, Jerky Boys.
It was like the full album.
Yeah. It had been going on a long time. I get that.
I do remember that. We were listening to Prank Calls for like 3 hours.
Yeah. So I get how that can work. Like, I definitely can understand that. I've been hearing that noise for a long time, and I'm like, all right, I get it.
But anyway,
a stranger.
I liked the movie. I thought it was really good.
Did you really?
Yeah, I liked it too. Oh. It reminded me a lot of It.
Really?
It was like It Light.
Yeah.
Like children's It.
For younger kids.
Yeah, because, I mean, those are the books that we read as kids. So was this a kids' movie? I mean,
kind of walked that line, right?
Yeah, it did definitely walk the line. I'd say the younger
would
audience.
I'd say it's like a kids' baby's first horror movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
cool.
The monsters look really scary. Like, they look really horrific. But then the stories themselves, much like the book, the pictures are the scariest part.
Right.
The monsters look horrific. But then when it's all said and done, it's like, okay, not that crazy.
So are they just like short stories or is it one cohesive story?
See, this is what turned me off on seeing it. I was going to go. And then when I heard they tried to connect them all, in my mind, it didn't sound good.
No, it works. It's one cohesive story, but it's about a group of kids and namely one girl. They go into this haunted house and they basically find this haunted book. And every night, a new story.
It's the book of scary
gets
stories.
Gets written into the book, like magically in blood. It starts appearing and it's about them. So every night, a new story is about another person in their friends group. And they go through all the classic stories. Like five classic stories from the book series.
That's where, like, as kids reading that, the nostalgia hit pretty good because the monsters look real.
That's cool.
Similar to the drawing.
Yeah, I saw one trailer and that was it. But one of the fucking monsters, like, that looks exactly like that drawing.
Yeah, right.
So that was kind of cool.
He did a good job with that.
That was cool to see.
They have, like, the woman, Where's My Toe? That was my favorite part of the movie, actually. They have the spider story.
Yeah,
that
classic.
I didn't expect, and I love that was like there were more than just a couple in there. There was a lot of that book packed into the movie.
I think that all of the stories were from the original book, except maybe one they came up with for the movie.
And it felt totally open for a sequel.
Oh, there's definitely a sequel.
Yeah,
coming. Yeah,
more scary stories.
It's unresolved.
It made money, right? It did well.
I don't
think
know.
So.
But they would have to call it that. If they call it anything other than more scary stories.
No, it's got to be more scary stories.
I think it's set up to be that.
The kids get taken by these monsters. And by the end of the movie, you know, Stranger Things style, some of them have not come back. And so it's like, well, clearly we haven't resolved the problem here.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yep.
Team Barb.
Exactly.
Hey, before we get too far, I want to say thank you to our sponsors tonight.
Thanks.
Oh.
Thank you. Shop.mega64.com. What a great website.
What a great site.
Shop.mega64.com is the best place to get apparel, media, all things from the world of Mega 64. In fact, tonight's the last night you could pre-order the Neuro sweatshirt and the Youth Pastor shirt.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube, actually, they're probably already gone.
You blew it.
But we've got a million other great items you can get. And something we like to do on our store is a 64-hour special. A shirt that's only up for 64 hours, and then it's gone. And we have a new one tonight. Last week, Derek actually conjured this up himself. How did that come about? What did you say? We were talking about eat, pray, love, or something like that.
First of all, I said that I like to live, laugh, and love.
No, that's right. That's exactly what you did.
Oh, is that what it
was? That's my new catchphrase.
Live, laugh, love.
You can actually see me doing it. Then we joked that Jeffrey Epstein did the wrong thing. He did cry, hate, die.
Typical bass ackwards Epstein move.
So that's our new 64-hour special. There you go. The Cry, Hate, Die shirt. You can pick that up right now. Shop.mega64.com. Only up for 64 hours. Coming down Wednesday night. Also, be sure to check out patreon.com/mega64 for all kinds of exclusive video stuff, gifts, you name it. It's on there. Patreon.com/mega64. Just put up a new Friend Dimension episode tonight, where we all played a game that we had not played before called Patently Stupid, where we pitch inventions to each other. And it was a lot of fun. That's up on our Patreon now, so go and watch it. And there's a lot of extra shit coming to that Patreon this week.
Yo.
We're kind of behind on releasing video of a lot of these panels we've done over the past couple of years, so those are going to be trickling out on our Patreon in the coming week and more. So be sure to check it out. Thank you. Anyway, we were talking about
scary stories.
Yeah, but. So I guess that was my concern. Was I kind of in my head envisioned this would be the separate stories when it was a unified thing. It didn't sound as good to me. But if you guys liked it, maybe I'll check it out.
I think it's better as a unified thing. I don't think it would be a great movie if it was just an anthology series.
I guess I was wondering if it would be like a creep show thing or what. But yeah.
The horror genre lends itself well to those kind of anthology-style films. But no, I like the way that this was linear. But I think you are right, Derek, that something about horror movies attract a certain shithead element.
I just know that at a drama movie, at a serious film, you would never have people like cracking jokes and talking the whole time. And I feel like I see a lot of horror movies, and it's getting to the point where every time I go to the theater – it's just somebody behind me talking the whole time.
I think that horror movies draw a younger crowd.
These people were fucking older than me.
Then they should be ashamed.
No, I don't think it's an age thing. I really don't.
Man.
And it's funny because like when I saw Avengers Endgame in a packed crowd and you could hear a pin drop. You know what I mean? Like when that was there, it was like everyone knew to not talk during that.
Yeah.
But yeah, horror movies, it really does kind of invite this environment. Where it's like, we're all here who cares? But you know what I mean? Yeah. It kind of does.
And I think that I have been in horror movies where people are talking.
It's like it's not taken seriously.
But they're not, like, I'm kind of with them in the sense of they're like, oh, fuck, oh, God. You know, like, they're scared.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
And that to me is like, that's fine. Like, you know, they're scared and whatever.
That's fine. But you can tell, like, when it's a comment for the whole theater
to
hear.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that.
Shit. Oh, this dude's fucking up.
Yeah.
It's like, you're literally yelling.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Because before this, I talked about my experience at Midsummer and the people right in front of me that kept talking inappropriately. Yeah, yeah. And it was like that, I think, was maybe they were younger and then they couldn't deal with the uncomfortable scenes. So they would talk out loud and make dumb jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To deal with that uncomfortable level.
By the way, that's is another common trend. And I think there's going to be people out here watching this who can identify so hard with this. That is every anime screening they do. Anytime there's an anime theatrical screening, people will laugh at every scene because it's like this, like the kind of weird situations you find in anime. There's just people who, when they're around a bunch of people, don't know how to deal with it other than to laugh or crack a joke. And it's like, oh my God. Like I saw Perfect Blue in theaters. If anybody out there has seen Perfect Blue, that's not a laugh a minute movie. But I mean, there was someone next to me laughing the whole movie. I mean, this is a movie dealing with someone like trying to figure out like a split identity thing, and the whole movie is. It's like she's just looking in the mirror. Like there's nothing happening right now. But that will definitely happen, and it's just part of that same thing where it's like, I don't know how to deal with this around a bunch of people, and maybe horror lends itself to that. I don't know how to be scared around a bunch of people, so I got to say something. You know
just
what I mean?
Don't make an audible noise.
Yeah, talk to yourself.
I mean, legitimately,
in your head,
in your mind. Yeah,
I chalk it up to I think it's just dumbasses. I think they're just dumbasses.
There are a lot of dumbasses.
For them, a good time is a horror movie. We can see somebody get stabbed. Oh
yeah,
shit!
Yeah.
Oh, we go and see some titties. Oh, this guy.
In
my belly.
And all these theaters let you drink in the lobby now. You can buy fucking mixed drinks at the snack bar at all these theaters.
They were just, you know, I saw this in East County. They were just trash people.
Can I? You know, I haven't even thought about that because, yeah, a theater that I go to, they have like wine in the thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you bring that in?
Yeah.
Like, you can bring that into the movie?
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
They have straight up, like, you can get Jack and Coke. Like, you can get mixed drinks.
Huh. Yeah, I saw it behind the counter, but I never thought about it past that. Yeah.
They all went to assigned seatings, and they all opened, like, gourmet food options and booze.
Yeah.
You know, and I see a lot of people in the chat, like, yo, maybe they're scared. Maybe that's their way of coping with being scared. It's a fucking children's movie. It's scary stories to tell in the dark.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but like, I still think
there's
still think there's some element of, but I think that might even be part of it though, where it even some people have varying levels of how they're scared by stuff, and even if they're not terrified, they still might joke their way through shit, even if it's a little bit. I don't know. I think there might be a little bit of something.
I chalk
to
it
that.
Up to a lack of self awareness, a lack of courtesy. Just like, hey, there's other people in this theater that paid to see this movie.
Yeah.
And they're not a part of your friends group. We don't know you. We don't think you're cute. I didn't come here to listen to your commentary.
Yeah.
I don't say a fucking word. In fact, when I go to a theater and sometimes somebody will like talk to me, I'll like just ignore them.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, I ain't talking to you during the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a movie on.
There might be light dialogue with my girlfriend during a trailer.
Oh, trailers are fine.
And then when the credits are rolling, the first time we speak is, you ready to go? That's it.
That's fine.
That's all you need.
Hey, a lot of times the trailer will play. I won't see anything. It's over. Go. I'm not seeing
if
that.
If I talk
and
to you in the movie theater, it's like we're hiding from the police. It is the most hushed whisper. Yeah.
Yeah,
like it is fucking hushed. Yeah. Like
my family was. I brought up a podcast ago that I saw that Yesterday movie.
Yeah,
my family begged me to see that with them. Like they really wanted me to go see that with them. So that's where I went with them. I can't remember the last time I saw a movie with my family. I think my family went to see the new Star Wars when it came out, like Force Awakens when it came out.
Okay,
but even prior to that, it was probably fucking Pokemon movie when I was a kid. But anyway, but they wanted to see Yesterday. It was like, come with us. Okay. And yeah, they were fully talking.
No.
It was like there was a scene where like, you almost saw Paul McCartney, but you didn't, you know, and my dad is like, you know what? They were trying to get him for that part. They were, and it's like, Dad, don't. There really weren't many people there. I don't know if there was anyone else in the theater, honestly, but it was still just like morally like, oh yeah. Okay. Let's talk later. We'll talk later. Okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Is this a new thing? They didn't used to do this, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just aware of it now. I don't know. I mean, I was a dumb kid back then.
Yeah.
Who's this loser in the chat talking about trash in the movie theater? Let it go.
Yeah, let it go,
let
man.
It go, man. I leave my trash in the movie theater. It doesn't affect anybody else's viewing experience. Get a life.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Sucking the wind out of the room.
Can't please everyone.
I know.
I don't know. I was going
to. Oh, we do have PAX stuff to talk about.
I don't even know how long we've been going on. I wonder how long it's been.
It's been a minute.
Not counting the downtime, 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't know.
Hour recorded. All right.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Well, I want to say real fast, I I can't remember if I had beaten or what Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 the last time I was on here.
You said you were close to beating it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I beat it. It was good.
You finished it.
It was good. I'm like midway through, or not midway, but I'm pretty far into Final Fantasy 12 now, the remake. I realize there's so many games coming out over the next coming months that I got to like beat shit and get it out of the way. Mm. And so now beat shit as opposed to beat my shit.
Yeah, I understand.
I would not say that.
I understand.
Well, you got to take care of that still. Don't neglect that area of your life.
I know, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy XII, I'm in there. I can't believe that was a fucking PS2 game. Oh my god! Like, I know this is a remaster. Obviously, it's going to look better than it did on PS2. But my god, it looks incredible. And I keep thinking, man, PS3 games look good. No, it was a PS2 game. Oh my god, the art direction on that game was absolutely incredible. And I think just like a good art style lasts forever. Like, if you really make something stylized in an interesting way, it will last. And in case in point, like, people still make shit, they make merchandise and whatever based on like Batman the Animated Series stuff, and it still looks good.
Yeah,
because it chose a style and stuck to that. And I think FF12 was the same thing. Like, that game still looks good. But anyway, whatever. I don't need to go on and on about it, but I'm way into that, and it's fun. But I want to get this out of the way because Astral Chain is about to come out. I didn't realize there was a new Gears of War coming early next month. The Gears 5 is coming out, there's a shitload of stuff in September. Link's Awakening, all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
so
wow,
I got to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. PAX is coming up. Astral Chain comes out during PAX, so if anyone knows where I can get that, where's a good place to get a game when I'm at PAX? Is City Target going to have that?
Of course they're going to have it.
They better.
That's why it's my favorite store.
Yeah, that is his favorite store. That's true. We'll get into a whole thing about City Target in a little bit. But for now, guys, we're going to be at PAX West in Seattle in just a couple weeks, August 30th through September 2nd. Our booth is going to be there. We're going to be on the top floor like we always are, and we'll be there the whole weekend. Come see us. And then our panel is called Mega 64 Funny Punk 2077. That's going to be Friday, August 30th, 7:30 p.m. in the Raven Theater. So please come visit us. It's going to be a great panel, a lot of fun.
So much fun.
But I want to show a couple things we're going to have at our booth. We are bringing to our booth all the SummerCon exclusives that we've had.
Yeah.
The Cyber 64 shirt, the exclusive Dream Elite shirt that Mariel did for us, the electric tee,
that
the
new
poster,
enamel pin.
The Mega 64 socks are going to be at PAX. They are going to be there. All the exclusive stuff that we've had this summer will be there. But we're even going to bring a couple new items as well. For the first time at PAX, Sean, you got a new one that he was responsible for.
Yeah, Sean, what do you got?
Well, our dear friend Meg, who's working the boards, helped me with this one. And it's the Dream Elite. It's the Rainbow Elite shirt. I'm fucking excited for it. We took the rainbow, we exploded it, and now we got the Rainbow
Elite.
It's
an explosive rainbow, and that'll
shouts out Meg.
That'll be at our PAX booth. And Derek has a new design as well. Don't watch Mega 64. There
oh,
it is.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn. That design we've been cooking up for a while.
That thing cooks.
You know, inspired by classic metal albums like Rust in Peace and, Time and Again by Dave Matthews Band.
A classic.
We've got the
Kesha.
Toxic Green logo font. You know, if you listen to rock and roll, this ain't your grandma's
punk rock
t-shirt.
Music.
Okay.
Yeah, heavy. Hard.
So both of those will be at PAX in addition to all the other stuff. So stay tuned for more info. No, fuck it. That's all the info. We're going to be at PAX.
No.
Don't stay tuned.
That's just
you,
go.
You stayed tuned.
Yeah, you did stay tuned, so you got it.
Oh.
Get a ticket.
And that shirt, Donald Trump.
Political
statement.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
Split it down the middle.
What side are you on? You're either for it or against it. Are you?
If you're against it, buy one.
Just got
right hand, left hand.
Oh,
heavy
what?
Is the I laws of justice.
Oh, the government.
It's topical. Oh. It's topical.
It's topical.
Dude. Wake up!
All you watch mainstream news lately? Not with this shirt on.
Wake up!
Oh man.
So, just wanted to throw that out there. Just wanted to make it official.
Thank you. Thank you.
9/11 happened.
We officially got political.
It did, despite what you heard.
We officially got political.
Anyway, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah.
Tonight, for this podcast, check us out at PAX, and don't forget about Mega 64 Game Days in November. We'll be there in Anaheim, November 9th and 10th.
Oh, I want to say something else about my shirt too.
Please.
All the Christians out there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Get ready.
Oh.
Whoa.
Get ready for this shirt.
Whoa. You're gonna see that.
You know what?
Views.
I'm gonna get. I'm gonna say. Like I'm gonna go political
Sunday.
Too.
You ain't gonna like it.
And take it for what it. Take it or leave it. Uh-huh. Water restrictions are burdensome.
Shit!
I saw
water is should be a human should not be a human right. Sorry.
Oh my god! Hey,
I'm with Nestle.
By
you're
the way,
Nestle. I'm with Nestle.
It's cool.
If you're Muslim,
truth bomb.
Better get the shirt.
You need to buy a shirt.
Is that should we?
Should we cut that?
Should we leave that in, or
is that too political? Did I take it too far? Did I take it too far?
If you're
keep going, yeah.
If
not far enough,
white people.
Yep.
Oh, don't film me doing that.
You know what?
Apologize, Rocky.
The guy on the shirt. Was supposed to be white. Someone had a problem with it. Can we see that shirt one more time? Check that out.
Fucking green.
Fixed it. Not my decision. That guy. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh.
That guy.
What was this problem?
Pasty, lily, white motherfucker.